I mentioned to you this morning that this is called Mother's Day, not Mother's Hour. And I had planned to speak tonight on the subject of motherhood again. You know, that's almost an inexhaustible subject when you really stop and consider all that the Bible has to say about the subject of mothers. If you were to stop and really think about all the godly mothers that are listed in the Bible, and yes, even the wicked mothers in the Bible, you could spend years really talking about those who gave birth to children and those that we call mothers. I want you to turn in your Bibles tonight to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 10 through 31. And I'm going to be reading from the Good News Translation tonight. And yours may read just a little bit different, but for clarity's sake and helping us understand it, and it is a translation, I want to read from this translation. You may read along in the King James or Revised Standard, American Standard, whatever you have before you. King Lemuel writes and says, "How hard it is to find a capable wife, for she is worth more than fine jewels. Her husband puts his confidence in her, and he will never be poor. As long as she lives, she does him good and never, ever does him harm. She keeps herself busy making wool and linen cloth, and she brings home food from out-of-the-way places, as merchant ships do also. She gets up before daylight to prepare food for her family and to tell her servant women what to do. She looks at a land and she buys it, and with money she has earned, she plants a vineyard also. She is a hard worker, strong and industrious. She knows the value of everything she makes, and she works late, even into the night. She spins her own thread and weaves her own cloth. She is generous to the poor and to the needy. She doesn't worry when it snows because her family has warm clothing. She makes bedspreads and wears clothes of fine purple linen. Her husband is well known as one of the leading citizens of the community, and she makes clothes and belts and sells them to merchants. She is strong and respected and is not afraid of the future. She speaks with a gentle voice and with wisdom. And she is always busy and looks after her family's needs. Her children show their appreciation, and her husband, why, he praises her also. He says, 'Many women are good wives, but you are the best of them all.' Charm is deceptive and beauty disappears, but a woman who honors the Lord should be praised. So give her credit for all that she does, for she deserves respect from everyone." You know, if you were to talk to young children about mother, they might say a lot of things. And most of us can remember mom. You never ever really forget your mother or your father. An 8-year-old little girl named Mary wrote her mother a note on Mother's Day, like today, and said, "Dear Mother, here is the box of candy I bought for you for Mother's Day. It is very good candy, I know, because I've already had 3 pieces. 8-year-old Carol wrote also of her mother and said, "Dear Mother, here are 2 aspirins. Have a happy day." 6-year-old Johnny and his 4-year-old sister Susie presented their mom with a Mother's Day present. It was a small spindly houseplant. While it wasn't the finest looking specimen in the world, they had bought it with their own money, and mom was thrilled. She hugged and kissed her children and told them that she loved them for thinking of her. And Johnny said, "Well, there were some other flowers we wanted to buy for you, Mom, but we didn't have enough money." "Yeah," said Susie. "They had a real nice bunch of flowers at the shop that we were going to buy. But I love this plant," the mom said. "I know, Mom," said Johnny. "But these flowers would have been perfect for you." they were in a wreath, and they had a ribbon that said, "Rest in peace" on it. And you have always been asking for a little peace and rest. Mother's Day. I read some interesting facts about Mother not long ago in preparation for this lesson. Did you know that Mother's Day is the most widely observed holiday ever? 96% of the American people pay tribute to Mom on Mother's Day, statistically. Do you know that there are more than 82 million mothers in the United States of America alone? And AT&T claims that on Mother's Day, now think about this, on Mother's Day alone, 122 million calls are made to Mom. Did you know that 20% of all the flowers that are given in any given year are given on Mother's Day? Think about that. A couple of interesting facts about Mother. Did you know that do you know who the woman is that holds the record for having the most children? Anyone know? The highest official record number of children born to one mother, and you are sitting down, is 69. She still is in the insane institution. No. That's true, actually. Actually, it was in Shuya, Russia, and the woman's name is Fyodor Vasilevia. And she lived between the years 1707 and 1782. By natural childbirth, she bore 16 pair of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets. And 67 of them survived infancy. And the oldest woman to give birth in modern times. Now, no one's really beat Sarah's record of age 90, however. But this woman, by the name of Rajo Devia in India, at the age of 70, gave birth to her first child. Now, can you imagine? You know, we all remember Mom. Abraham Lincoln said, "All that I can or be, I owe to you." James Garfield said, "Mother, you have brought me into this world." Henry Ward Beecher said, "My mother's heart is a child's classroom." And Ralph Waldo Emerson, former Supreme Court Justice, said, "Men are what their mothers make them." William Brown said, "The sweetest sounds to mortals given are heard in mother, home, and heaven." Even Napoleon Bonaparte said, "The future destiny of a child is always the work of his mother." George Washington said, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw, and I attribute my success in life to the moral, intellectual, physical education that I received from her." And it is true. One in this congregation wrote a poem about his mom, and I want to share it tonight. It said, "God gives us all something precious and sweet, and he gave us someone I'd like for you to meet. She's been with us for some 20-odd years, guiding our thoughts and capturing our fears. And as we grow older and go our separate ways, we still longed and cherished those visiting days. As we were leaving, we'd pause just once more to that small, humble figure standing there in the door. And there she'd be standing so radiant and fair, with a soft, gentle breeze touching her silver gray hair. And although as we were leaving, our thoughts would remain with that someone precious and sweet God gave us to claim, our mom." That was written by James Singletary. I don't know if James even remembers that or not. but it was written a number of years ago. A very sweet and touching poem. And James, we appreciate that. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, King Lemuel here, and we don't know who he is, but this particular writing is ascribed to him. We often say Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs, but King Lemuel is recorded as one who actually wrote this. And the Bible says of this woman, this godly woman, that she was trustworthy, down in verse 11. You know, that is a true mark of genuine motherhood. Trustworthy. You can place your trust in her. What you can say to her, you can't say to someone else. But she is trustworthy, and she will respect your trust. You know, that should be a quality that is true of all of us. But it is true of this worthy woman of whom he writes. She is one who is strong in her convictions, according to verse 17. Strong in her convictions. She believed in what she said. And she said what she believed. And she held to those convictions. You know, there are many in the world today that often talk about their convictions, but when they choose to do something that is unrighteous in the eyes of God, their convictions go out the window. Not this woman of whom he writes, but she held to her convictions. Regardless of the consequences, she was soft and merciful in caring for the less fortunate and demonstrating compassion if you were to read verses 19 through 20. She cared not only for the needs of her own house, but she reached out even into the community as well with love and compassion and kindness, which truly is a mark and a wonderful example of what a mother ought to be. She is also optimistic because the Bible in verse 21 says that she doesn't worry when it snows because her family has warm clothing. She is optimistic. And we ought to be optimistic as well. This mother was not concerned about where the next meal was coming from or where the next garments were coming from because she knew that God would provide. She was like David in the Old Testament who said, I've been young and I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or God's children begging bread. She was very confident and very optimistic. But she was also strong and dignified in every way. There was a certain dignity about this woman that is unparalleled. In verse 22 through 25, the Bible says that her husband is known as one of the leading citizens in the community. You know, a man is what his wife helps to make. It is true. Someone said, behind every man stands a good woman and an astonished mother-in-law. And it is true. She makes clothes and belts and she sells them to merchants. And she is strong and she is respected and not afraid of the future. You know, sometimes the fears that we have carry over into the lives of our children. If we act afraid, our children will be afraid. That's the reason it's so important for us to convey that optimistic spirit to our children. And we need to be a people that are strong and dignified. This woman was industrious. If you read verse 13 through 16 or verse 24, even down in verse 27, the Bible says she is always busy and she looks after her family's needs. Always busy. She didn't sit and watch soap operas all day long. I mean, this woman was aggressive. Now, I've heard women say, well, you know what? I just believe King Lemuel was dreaming when he wrote this. No, these words are recorded by inspiration. Some people say, well, this is just a picture maybe of the ideal woman. I mean, what woman could do what this woman is doing? He is giving us a picture of the worthy woman, the one whose price is far above rubies or jewels, as this translation says. For all these things and more, she had the unending praise of her family. Do we take for granted how hard it is sometimes to be a good mother? You know, sometimes I fear in life that maybe we do not appreciate mothers as we ought to. You know, for some reason or another, I've always felt that perhaps maybe we do take her for granted. But I know one thing, that making a good home is not just about cooking and cleaning. And when you read this particular passage, you understand that there is a great deal more involved. This woman looked to the spiritual needs of her family as well. This woman saw the privilege of caring for families and others also. She understood the joy of serving those that you love. You know, sometimes, and I've heard a number of mothers say this today, for some reason or another, it was supposed to be Mother's Day, and yet I had to fix the meal and have all the kids over. And those of you that are laughing know exactly what I'm talking about. Or you had to take the kids out. Where is the honor? You know where the honor is? The honor is in the fact that they want to be with you. And they chose not to be somewhere else. That is the honor. Motherhood is not some second-rate choice of a woman. But it is a first-rate choice. And serving is what it's all about. You know, every time you read the word mother in the Bible and you read it in the righteous way, mothers were always serving. They were. And they were there helping in every way. And that is the role of mother. And I think that's the reason God says, honor your father and your mother. Honor her with love and respect. You may not always agree with them. I'm going to tell you something. I didn't always agree with my mom, but always respected her. Serving one another as a mother must serve is patterned like the Lord who came to serve and not be served. Matthew 20 and verse 28. For he said, who is the greatest among you? Let him be your servant. Sometimes translations interject the word minister. The word minister means to administer. It means to serve. Many times in the Bible, we find women who are serving and doing the right thing. And we ought to praise her. We ought to praise the worthy, the woman who loves God. The woman who endeavors to serve her Father who is in heaven. I'm thankful for moms. I am. But I think sometimes maybe we don't show the appreciation that we ought to, especially when they get older. Sometimes people think that this concept of honoring mother and father is something you do while you're at home and while you are young. But you know what? You never outgrow the responsibility of showing honor and respect to your mother. And I hope it's something that our young people sitting over here will remember all the days of your life. It is something that I have remembered. I committed myself to try as best I possibly could to show respect and love to my parents. And I'll always be indebted to them for what I am today. Because in the book of in the book of Ezekiel 16, the Bible says, as the mother is, so is the daughter. And we really become the products of those who teach us and those who equip us in life. And so I'm thankful today for having had a wonderful mother and a wonderful father as well. And I will always cherish what they taught me. I will always cherish the time we had together and remember well how we were cared for. And I hope that all of us will hear tonight. Sometimes it's easy for us to forget. But I hope we won't. I hope our memory will not allow us to do so. I became a Christian because of a godly mother and a godly father. I remember walking down an invitation aisle one day and giving my hand to a preacher by the name of Wendell Moody. I was 13 years of age. And I remember being touched by the sermon that was preached that day and the lessons that I had been taught. And I remember going down in that water, being lowered in water. And when I came up out of that water, it was the most exhilarating spirit and feeling that I have ever experienced in my life. Knowing that all of my sin had been washed away and I had been raised to a new life in Christ, a new life that my mom and my dad had taught me about. And so today, with special memories, I recollect my early childhood. I hope you do too. I hope tonight, if you're not a Christian and you want to obey God, that you'll do that. And Dwayne has selected a song that we're going to sing here in just a moment to offer you an invitation to become a child of God. And if you believe in Christ, you may. If you're willing to confess and acknowledge your need for Him and your sin, and with a penitent attitude, you'll be lowered in water and raised up in the likeness of Christ at His command to be baptized. Or if you're a child of God and you need the prayers of the Lord's church here for some reason or another, I pray that you would not be reluctant to respond, but that you would quickly do it while we stand and while we sing.